check the structural stability of France's Notre Dame Cathedral and work to determine the full extent of damage from a massive fire at the centuries-old Paris landmark, President Emmanuel Macron is pushing ahead with an ambitious goal of rebuilding it within 5 years. He gave the proposal to rebuild it even more beautifully in a nationwide address Tuesday night and planned to spend Wednesday meeting with his cabinet to discuss the reconstruction and the funding that will be necessary to complete it. He already has a huge head start, with wealthy French citizens and businessmen having already pledged $800 million. Former U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama was in Paris at the time of the fire.
And it didn't really hit me until I saw the images that all of you saw, and all that ran through my mind was all that that cathedral meant in my small life. It was...
What does it mean?
Paris was my first international experience as a little girl, and I wrote about it in the book. It was the first time I got on a plane with a passport away from home, and I remember going to the cathedral as a child.
Michelle Obama. The U.S. Justice Department will release on Thursday a redacted version of the nearly 400-page report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election aimed at helping Donald Trump win the presidency. Trump claimed again Tuesday that he has already been exonerated of wrongdoing linked to the election, even as he and the American public await details of the prosecutor's 22-month investigation. Democrats are continuing to call for the unedited version of the Mueller report be released to the full public. For details on more news, always join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Voters in Indonesia choosing on Wednesday the country's next president. The incumbent, Joko Widodo Jokowi, remains the favorite to win a second term. His rival, Prabowo Subianto, is hoping to have fair elections.
We are very concerned. We hope and we pray that today's election will be fair and peaceful. It will be peaceful if it's fair. And hopefully the will of the Indonesian people will be heard today.
Prabowo's camp has already complained about ghost voters and the potential for rigging. The voting ends at 1 p.m. local time, and so-called quick count results are expected after about 2 hours. The U.S. government on Wednesday will announce additional sanctions on Venezuela, as well as Cuba and Nicaragua, and the latest move against socialist governments in the Western Hemisphere. The administration of President Trump has prioritized removing Nicolas Maduro from Caracas and recognizing National Assembly leader Juan Guaido as president, an action already taken by more than 50 other countries. Ahead of a speech on Wednesday in Miami by National Security Advisor John Bolton, a senior administration official is emphasizing all options remain on the table concerning Venezuela. After 3 days in Ethiopia, White House senior advisor Ivanka Trump is in the Ivory Coast, the last stop of her four-day visit, aimed at increasing economic opportunities for women in the African continent. White House correspondent Patsy Wudakaswara reports.
Africa is the only region in the world where more women than men choose to become entrepreneurs. And in Addis Ababa, White House advisor Ivanka Trump toured female-owned businesses where she tried her hand at weaving at a textile factory and sampled Ethiopian coffee while promoting a White House global economic initiative for women.
We believe that investing in women is smart development policy and it's smart business. It's also in our security interests because women, when they're empowered, foster peace and stability. We've seen this play out time and time again.
The initiative aims to create opportunities for women in the workplace and in business through capacity building, financing, and pushing to change norms and laws that hinder women from prospering. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
And people in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas, celebrating the arrival of the first shipment of humanitarian aid from the Red Cross. Trucks loaded with medical supplies arrived Tuesday at a warehouse in Caracas, and from there, the aid was distributed to people who needed it. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one